I want you to remain standing. We're going to read the scripture standing this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 8. I'm going to prelude this message with about four or five major things that I've learned about God's financial plan. I'm going to begin with them. You apply them and you begin to see results almost immediately. And so here in 2 Corinthians, I want to look at the 8th chapter. It's a chapter that you cannot get around if you're going to teach God people how to operate in his finances. And so 2 Corinthians chapter 8, those first nine verses are so important to the people of God to be able to follow a divine plan that can't be stopped. I hope you get these things, a divine plan that can't be stopped by no one. And so the first nine verses, it goes on to both chapter 8 and chapter 9, opening our eyes to God's financial plan, how we cooperate, how we become a part of what God wants us to have and to do. And a major word is grace.
Yes, sir.
A major word. A matter of fact, oh my, sit down. Matter of fact, money cometh anointed me with amazing sowing grace.
Uh-huh.
That's what money comes. That's why the altar came with it. It anointed people to sow.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, that anointed sowing grace, it doesn't matter where you are financially when you start. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Your seed be on a certain level, but it doesn't matter. Because at whatever level your seed on when you start, it is only temporary.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, I'll give you these things before we read the scripture, because I'm just going ahead and follow the Holy Ghost as he leads me. Number one, sowing must have the foundational pillar that you're sowing for God's righteous cause.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You're sowing for God's righteous cause.
Yes, sir.
Secondly, your sowing is to magnify the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You're sowing that the Lord work, that the Lord himself may be magnified.
Yes, sir.
Thirdly, your sowing gives pleasure to God.
Yes, sir.
Get these now, because these are powerful. It's Psalm 35:27,
yes,
really, but I got to take you two more places before I start reading. So your sowing for the favor of God, for God's favoring God's cause, really what it is. All right?
Yes, sir.
And then let the Lord be magnified. My seed say, let the Lord be magnified.
Mm-hmm.
Thirdly, my seed give God pleasure,
mm-hmm,
because it give God the right to prosper me.
Yes, sir.
That's all in Psalm 35:27.
Yes, sir.
It's so powerful. Then another thing, he said to me earlier this morning, your seed is saying he must increase, but I'll decrease.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And your seed, you're putting him for his place.
Yep, yep.
And then you have Deuteronomy chapter 8, and you have verse 17 and 18. The 17th verse is you're trying to do it yourself. The 18th verse, sowing, mm-hmm, it's saying that God give me the power.
Yes, sir.
To get well. Now listen at these insight in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, money cometh, anointing me with amazing sowing grace. I read, I'm not afraid to sow.
Yes, sir.
And sowing has become a lifestyle for me.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I'm anointed to sow. Yeah, see what I'm saying? And that means that my sowing is orchestrated by the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
That means that my harvest is orchestrated by my seed and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Not just the Holy Spirit. Holy, you got to give him something to work with.
Yes.
Amen. All right, so now here in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, let's begin with the first verse. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit a witness of the grace of God. See, it's a grace. Mm-hmm. Of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Isn't that something?
Yes.
It's a grace. Now, we're talking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about sowing.
Yes, sir.
And it's a grace, so it's a favor. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, it's a favor for you to sow seed.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're not doing God no favor. God don't need no harvest. Now notice verse 2. It doesn't matter where you are. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy, sowing with joy, and their deep poverty, what abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Those words don't even come together. Abundance. Affliction, poverty, and liberality. Don't even sound right. So it seemed like that when you start sowing. I remember when I started sowing at the beginning of sowing, I had all this stuff here, you know. Didn't understand it all. I had affliction, deep poverty. And then it said the abundance of their joy. Well, I didn't have a whole lot of joy. I had to learn, you know, because I said, man, I was trying to find out, man, Fred, just keep going up there giving $50,000. I ain't know nothing about no $50,000, but I kept following him, but I ain't had as much joy as I should have had, you know. Be honest about the thing. Y'all be lying. I love to lie. Hallelujah. You know? Then in verse 3, for to their power. Now, sowing give you a certain power. Notice that. Mm-hmm. I bear record, yeah, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves.
Yes, sir.
It is a certain power in sowing. Mm-hmm. And sowing will take you beyond your power.
Yes, sir.
Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praying us, now they really wanted them to take it, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift or the seed and take them on us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. It's very important. And this they did, not as we hope, but first give of them all, their own self to the Lord. See what happened? Huh?
Yes, sir.
And unto us by the will of God. So we talk about sowing now. Sowing is giving yourself to the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'll say something that'll baffle you. Sowing is giving yourself to your teacher.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. You trust your teacher.
Yes, sir.
In so much, verse 6, that we desire, Titus, that as he begun, so he would also finish in you. Now look at verse 6. What did it say at the end of verse 6? The same grace also. It's a grace, you see.
Yes, sir.
A sowing grace we're talking about. Because it get more powerful in verse 7. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, oh, I got some faith. Mm-hmm. Oh, all the body of Christ got some faith. I believe God can do anything.
Uh-huh.
And utterance, oh, there's a lot of utterance.
Mm-hmm.
And knowledge, a lot of knowledge. And in all diligence, mm-hmm. and in your love to us. But see that you abound in this sowing grace also.
Yes, sir.
You see, that's a lot of times people prayed for hours. They knew a lot of scriptures, but they're still financially crippled.
Yes.
Because the body of Christ have not known how powerful the seed really is.
Yes, sir.
See what I'm saying? And that seven voices, you can go through a lot of stuff. A lot of people got a lot of faith. They got a lot of faith, no money. A lot of utterance. No money. A lot of knowledge. No money. A lot of diligence. No money. A lot of love. No money.
Yes, sir.
Love can't bring money without a seed.
That's right.
More possible.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Online, are you following me? I got my MBBs here with me today. They're online. I can see them. They're dressed up, got neckties on. I sure appreciate that. Men of God who backed me up and surround me.
Yes, sir. Come
on. Paul had them. Jesus had them. Right. I got them. Leroy got them too.
That's right.
These men backed me up. And they're getting blessed for it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I had a man who was sending a dollar to the house every week, sometimes more than one time, almost every day. Been doing it for years, right? And all of a sudden, I got the envelope, and thousands start coming out.
Yep.
I mean, the last check they sent us was how much? $3,000? Right at $3,000. All he was selling was $1,000. One time he sold $4,000. Mm-hmm. Same man, been selling a dollar. Him and his wife been selling a dollar faithfully for years.
Yes, sir.
They got checks from another day, amounted to $3,000, almost gone at $4,000. Same man.
Thank you, Lord.
Something happened, didn't it?
Something happened.
All right, now, verse 9 of the same opening. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And nothing wrong with being rich. Say it, nothing wrong with being rich. Money cometh, anointing me with amazing sowing grace. I am cheerfully ready and willfully to sow at all times. For I know the supernatural results of sowing. Now, I'm going to read that for you again because I want you to catch that, grasp that. See, you're not going to be cheerful unless you know the results. I'm cheerfully ready and willfully ready to sow at all time. For I know the supernatural results of sowing. Sowing favors God's righteous cause, it magnifies the Lord and gives the Lord pleasure and release prosperity in my life. Psalm 35:27. We went over that. But turn with me now, you there in 2 Corinthians. I want to go to 9 and 10 first. 2 Corinthians 9 and 10. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll use the term, let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Let the Lord. Yeah, yeah. Sowing magnifies the Lord.
Yes,
yes,
sir.
Yes, yes. Let the Lord be magnified. So here, so in the 9th chapter and the 10th verse is astonishing. Now he that ministers seed to the sower, what? He ministers seed to me because I'm a sower.
That's right,
I'm
a sower. Yes, sir.
He ministers seed to the sower.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Now, he that ministers seed to the sower both ministers bread for your food. He feeds you while you're sowing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's a good God, isn't it? Let the Lord be magnified. That's a good God. He feeds you. If you're sore, he'll make sure. I know it personally. He'll feed you. Now, he that ministers, give me the seed and the food. Now, he that ministers seed to the sower, both ministers bread for your food. Oh, he don't only do that. Look what else he does. Huh? And he give you the seed. You sowed the seed. He fed you. Not only did he feed you, but now he multiplies.
Yeah.
Your seed sown.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, he don't multiply the seed that was eaten. Then he goes on his seed and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Now, you can see that, but see, I see other things. I see increase.
Yes, sir.
I see increase because of my soul. He increased the fruit of your righteousness, but I see increase. I just see increase in everything.
Increase, yes, sir.
Because that's what the word talks about.
Yes, sir.
Now, I had to read that 10th verse for you to better understand the 6th verse of the same opening. The 6th verse now. Because we're talking about being cheerful givers.
Yes, sir.
Cheerful sowers.
Yes, sir.
Do I have any cheerful souls in the house?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's right. See, a cheerful sower is not sowing just for a return.
Come on.
You see, sometimes people are trying to make a deal with God.
Yeah.
God don't make deals.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
God's status is already set up.
Uh-huh.
He wants you to yield to him.
Yes, sir.
Just yield to him, you see.
Yes, sir.
So being a cheerful sower means that when you get more to sow, you're going to sow it.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
because you know where it came from.
Yes,
so here, look at this 6th verse now with me. Hallelujah. I'm in the 9th chapter, the 6th verse. But this I say, he was sowing sparingly shall reap also sparingly. And he was sowing bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
Right.
Now, sparingly and bountifully, you have to understand those words.
Yes.
You see, we're in different categories at all given time. The widow sowed her mite.
Yes.
That was bountifully.
Yes, sir.
See, it's where your finances are at any given moment determine whether you're sowing bountifully or sparingly.
Yes, sir.
But just because, you know, I can sow $8,000 or $9,000 and never bat my eyes more than that. What I'm doing here? $50,000, $100,000 and never bat $8,000. Never bat my eyes.
Yes, sir.
And another person might not could do that right now.
Right, sir.
But that person can be on the same scale with me.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get it.
Yes,
you didn't get it.
Yes, sir.
You didn't get it. Turn my MBBs on so I can get somebody to be with me. You didn't get it. See, on the scale, one of y'all boys nod your head so I can see y'all. So see, on the scale, it's different scales. Sparingly for you might be one thing. Sparingly for me might be, that's a certain level I can't sew on. I can't sew under $1,000 now.
Right.
That's been for years. I can't sew. I don't know where I'm at. I can't sew under $1,000. I can't sew $600.
Yes,
I can't. Well, I can't do it.
Yes, sir.
See, because I'm on a scale of $1,000 seeds.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then on to the hundreds. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But everybody can get there if you're paying attention. You're gonna get there.
Right, sir.
Yeah, amen. You're gonna get there.
Yes, sir.
Now notice verse 7. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. So let him give. Not grudgingly, not of necessity, but God love a cheerful giver.
Yes.
Now I've seen all three of these. I've seen grudgingly, I've seen of necessity, and I've seen cheerful givers.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I've seen all three of them.
Yes, sir.
In my lifetime in ministry. I've seen them. I know them by name. See, they get in the car. Grudgingly, of necessity, really don't want to give it.
Yeah.
But then I saw cheerful givers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now we're going to find out somewhere in one of these principles that a cheerful giver will make you mad.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. A cheerful giver will make you, a cheerful giver will upset your finances.
Yes, sir.
Because you don't want to go there, you see.
Right.
You grudging another man giving.
Yes, sir.
And you're wondering why the ends don't meet. I've seen people do that in life. I've seen people do it in the church. They just sit around, let everybody else give, and they're not giving.
Yes.
Right.
See, that's grudgingly giving.
Yes, sir.
Giving of a necessity.
My God.
And God know it.
Yes.
But if you be a cheerful giver, nobody have to twist your arm. Nobody have to call you. Nobody have to say nothing.
Yes.
You just ready to sow, man.
Yes.
God trying to get you somewhere.
Yes, sir.
And it can't get you there without being a cheerful sower.
Yes.
Are you seeing me?
Yes, sir.
So he said, God loves a cheerful giver.
Yes,
you see that?
Yes,
we're talking about song. So we can put it this way. God loves a cheerful sower.
Yes, sir. God loves a cheerful sower.
See? Make sure when you're sowing, or don't sow it.
Right.
Make sure you're giving it with a cheerful heart. It's very important. Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you still here with me?
Yes, sir.
Make sure when you're putting your tithes in, do it cheerfully.
Yep, yep, yep.
Don't do it just because of a necessity, just because somebody's going to look at you. Do it because you want to do it.
Yes, sir.
Sow it as unto the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Not unto no man, not unto no religion, not unto no denomination, not unto no group. Sow it as unto the Lord. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
All right, now listen to me. Listen to me. And then it says, when you do that, look at verse 8. And God is able.
Yes.
Who believe that?
I do.
Yeah.
Huh?
I do. Yes.
And God is able.
Yes, sir.
To make. Mm-hmm. Now here we is again. Here we are again. All grace. Mm-hmm. We're talking about money coming to anointing me with amazing sowing grace.
Yes.
Look what he said. God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you always have all sufficiency. I just want you to see the word all. In all things may abound to every good work.
Oh, right.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm speaking from encounters and experience.
Yes. Yes. Yes, sir.
Now, not everybody can say that.
That's right.
You know that?
Right.
I mean, you can say it and fake it.
Yes, sir.
But I'm speaking from encounters and experience.
Yes, sir.
These things will come to pass in your life.
You,
are you listening? So God is a seed provider, and God is my seed multiplier. And there in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, we read it 1 and 9. I'm going to make a statement. What happens when you let the Spirit of God anoint you with amazing sowing grace?
Yes, that's
it. It doesn't matter what yet. At any given time, it's going to work out, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep, yep.
Now, I want to warn you because there are many who will try to stop you from sowing. And there are many situations will stop you, try to stop you from sowing. I want you to turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11, because the Lord, I'm going to make a statement, and then the statement, I'll make the statement, you'll be able to flow with me.
Yes,
let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 1. Here's the statement. Never let nothing or no one stop you from sowing.
Yes, sir.
Never let no one, nothing or no one stop you from sowing. See, you got to have revelation for that.
Yes, sir.
See, and don't ever let no situation, how things look, stop you from sowing.
Uh-huh.
Always know you on your way somewhere.
Yeah. Awesome.
In the spirit, you see. I'm on my way somewhere. Say that. I'm on my way somewhere.
My way somewhere.
Every time you sow a seed, I'm on my way somewhere.
I'm
on my way out of debt.
On my way out of debt. Yes, sir.
See, seed has debt cancellation power.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
That a job won't get.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Seeds has debt cancellation power, mm-hmm, where a job can't get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My God.
See? Seed does not come out with the same amount every month.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's why he who sows need not a budget.
Yeah. Come on, apostle.
See, if you're a sower, you don't need no budget.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Budget does not come from God.
Come on, right.
Budget come from man's system.
Yes, sir.
You think Abraham had a budget?
No. Not at all.
Come on.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. Never let nothing or no one stop you from sowing. Pandemic, no, I don't care what it is, what come up. You keep sowing. Things look bad, keep sowing. I love these first six verses in the 11th chapter. They help me so much. Cast thy bread upon the waters. for thou shalt find it after many days. That's selling right there. That first verse telling you, no matter what come up, just put it on the water. Yes, sir. Talking about sowing, talking about giving. Give a portion to seven and also to eight, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. So the giving, this church, is an example. The giving of this church, of this ministry, we've been out separated for almost a year. I have not had one cry baby out of my membership call and say they're not making it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What they're doing? I hear cry babies all over the world. They're crying all up in the White House. Why would a life not crying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You think they know something?
Yes, sir.
LTMA.
Right. Yes, sir.
The whole ministerial organization that I'm over. My MVBs are my spot men. They nobody call them but crying about what we're going to do.
Yes.
We already told them what they're going to do. Yes. No matter what come, hell or high water, no matter what come, you keep working the presence of God's word and nothing can stop you.
Yes, sir.
That's why we're still alive. That's why we're still shouting. That's why we're still praising God.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
nobody, not one. Not as they say, elderly person, not one. Stand by myself, not one.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Because they got the seed in them and the seed in their hand.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The seed of the word on the inside, and a seed in their hand.
Yes.
They didn't know how to sow their way out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Lord. Thank you.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
Not one. In the church or the organization.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Come on.
Thank you. Wow.
Glory to God. Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's the Lord's doing.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And it's marvelous.
Yeah, yeah.
Marvelous.
Yes, sir.
In our eyes.
Yes, sir.
They haven't panicked.
I
love the men and women of God under me. They haven't panicked. They're not crybabies. They got the word of God in them. They know God going to bring them out.
Yes, sir. Yep.
They know it's done.
Yes, sir.
They know they're blessed.
Yes, sir.
They know them. Sit down. Let's try to finish this. Verse 3, if the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. If the trees fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it should be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. I mean, these people sowing more now than they were sowing when we was in church.
Amen.
They're sowing like they're out of their mind. You can't, they got to keep counting.
Yes, sir.
That's true. Yes, Lord.
God gave me a revelation. I'm going to preach tonight. God gave me a revelation. I went out on a porch to meditate. I'm going to tell it tonight, but I'm going to tell it now. I went out on a porch to meditate that revelation he gave me. And record it and get it straight. And walked out there, and the young man who worked for me talked to another man at my fence. Now, you got to have a fence to have a fence, you know. Fence means something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Out there at the fence, that means you can't come in unless I let you in.
Right.
But out there at the fence, so the young man was walking around. He said, I got a seed for you. I got a seed for you. I got a seed for you. I said, okay, young man. But he was running up and down my fence. I got a seed for you. I got a seed for you. I said, all right, I'm coming to get it. I walk at that, and he gave me $1,000, $100 bill. And he says, and how be it saved the Spirit. That's what he kept saying. How be it saved the Spirit. How be it saved the Spirit. Then right after that, another $3,700 came in, same day. So I come down to the office, do a little praying in the pulpit about this meeting. On my desk was $3,000. I'll tell you more about it tonight, because it'd be explosive tonight.
Yeah. Yes,
amen. He that observes the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the cloud shall not reap. I want to get to a certain verse. And thou knowest what is the way of the Spirit, and thou knowest not what is the way of the Spirit, nor how the bones do grow in the womb of her that is with child. Now you're talking about a seed there. Even so thou knowest not the work of God who maketh all. In other words, that seed is just as spiritual as a baby in a woman's womb.
Come on.
Wow.
Production got to come.
Production got to come. Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Carry the baby.
Carry
the baby. Sow the seed and carry the baby.
Yes, sir.
Sow the seed and carry the baby. You follow? You got? You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're pregnant.
Yes, sir.
Every time you sow a seed.
Yes, sir.
Every time you sow a seed, you become pregnant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord.
Wow. That young man brought that $1,000 up here. He just got pregnant. You know, telling what God gonna do?
Yes, sir.
Him and his wife both pregnant.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, no, telling what gonna happen? You understand? You understand? You understand?
Yes, sir.
I'm not happy for me. I'm happy for him.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So everybody I'm preaching to this morning, as you sow seed from this day forward, you know you're getting pregnant.
Yes, sir.
And the pregnancy and the baby is the harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. The verse I want to get to is verse 6. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not what whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes, sir.
All right, now stick with me a minute now. So never let nothing or no one stop you from sowing. Now, sowing opens a supernatural account.
Okay.
There in Philippians chapter 4, you see there in Philippians 4, 13 through 19, and get to verse 19, he says, after they open that account, it says, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. Because they open the account. Turn with me to Philippians. I have to see that. Lord, amen. Glory to God. I don't want, these things are so instilled in my heart, I don't want to just spit them out and not look at them to show you what it mean to open a seed account and consistently sowing.
Right.
Make a note of that. Consistently sowing in good ground.
Good ground. Yes, sir.
You're no telling where God will bring you. I notice here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated. Now, communicated does not mean clapping your hand. We're not talking about that right now.
Yes, sir.
Or saying praise the Lord. We're not talking about that right now.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about giving.
Yes,
with me as concerning giving, but notice how he put it, and receiving. You know why he put it like that? Giving never go forth without receiving.
Yes, sir.
See?
Yes, sir.
See? The seed has two ends to it. Mm-hmm. Two ends. Sowing and harvest.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Every time you sow a seed, there got to be a harvest.
Got to be a
coming.
Harvest.
Coming.
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 Giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, you sent once again unto my necessity. The apostle talking to him now. Not because I desire a gift. Oh, my goodness. Now, see, this where it's been left out at. This where people don't sow. Because ministers not in position to just let the people sow.
Yeah, right, right.
It's a pulling factor.
Yes, sir.
That get on people when you broke.
Come
on. Yeah. Yeah. They know you're broke. People can smell when you're broke. You can have all what you want. You can say what you want. You can have all kind of poem. But that's something to tell you, he broke.
Yes, sir.
See, offerings are not to be made the poor for.
Come on, awesome.
People don't need to go to church every Sunday and hear the whole Bible on offering.
Right.
What are we going to do? You say, well, who you support? Well, I support the Mercy Ship. Doctors go out all over the world and operate on people who can't get operated on. This minister support them.
Yes, sir.
The Samaritan Purse, Billy Graham's son. I mean, the pandemic, we all over the world taking care of people who can't take care of themselves.
That's right.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then the Jews. The Lord told me to support the Jews. Uh-huh. Jews who are trying to rise up, because that's God's chosen people.
That's right.
And then my brother died, but I'm still supporting his ministry, the evangelist. Reinhard Bonnke. Powerful ministry. Millions of people getting saved in this ministry. I still support it.
Yes, sir.
Looking for some children to support. They sent me some letters from the Mercy Ship, sent me some two little pictures of children. He says, these children are better off because of what you've been sending out of ministry. These people on a ship go out to a different part of the world and minister to people, operate on their eyes, their legs.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure they got enough money.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to be a soul, man.
Yes, sir.
Now, by I'm sowing from this ministry, that means you're a part of it because your seed in there. Oh, my goodness.
Yes,
all the members receiving from that because your seed is in there.
Yep, yep.
I try to follow the Lord. I'm just going to send no money.
Right.
I follow the Lord's direction. Hallelujah. But you got to sow somewhere. You got to help somebody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not helping no crybaby.
No.
I'm slapping crybaby. Get out of my face. when the last time you sowed a seed? Well, I ain't got no seed. You lie. God said give seed to the soul. You just not no soul. God knew you're going to eat it. Well, let me try to finish. Not because I desire, I'm in verse 17, because I desire to give, but I desire fruit that may abide in your account. That's an open account. Verse 17, that's an account open, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
But I have all. And abound. I am full, having received of Epaphras the things which were sent from you, and odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well pleasing to God. Look, but I have all. Can anybody else say that? Yeah, I can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why people know. People, now I tell you one thing people know. People know Apostle Thompson is not broke. They know that with all their heart. They know it. They know it. They know it's real. They know it. You see, you get them housed and be strutting around and trying to pay the note. I ain't got no house note.
Right. No, sir.
Right.
God canceled it. I don't have no car note.
Uh-huh.
It's canceled.
Yes, sir.
I don't have no suit notes.
Yes, sir.
It's canceled.
Right, yes, sir.
Seed, what canceled? The seed. Tithes and offering and the seed.
Yes, sir.
The first fruit.
Yes, sir.
Look what the apostle said here. But I have all and abound. I am full. Having received of Epaphras the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to God. Look what he said in verse 19 now. Because you did this. Because you sowed those seeds. But my God, open the account. We're talking about opening the account.
Yes, sir.
Let me go back and show you, say it to you again. Sowing opens, now listen very carefully, a supernatural account. That's a different account, isn't it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's a supernatural, it's a miracle account. It's a sign and wonders account.
Yes, sir.
Seeds open spiritual finances account. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
That's how you get out of debt. That's how you can't explain where you are, but by the grace of God.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So every time you sow a seed, you opening a spiritual or sowing in a spiritual account. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My God shall supply all you need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. All right. Let me go one or two more. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, I'll stay there all day if I go on that one, Lord. I see it, but the body of Christ needs to see these secrets. There's a secret about sowing, I'm going to show you. Put in your note, let's look at Amazing Sowing Grace secret reveal. As a secret that is revealed in 1 Chronicles 29. First Chronicle 29. A sowing secret. Do you want to know it?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I've been working this for some years. It worked. Most people will never see these tremendous truths here. In the chapter, a father is training a son how God worked, and he's training him by sowing. David the king is training his son how to sow for what God wants. We get down to the 10th verse. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
All right, about to reveal something. Now. About to reveal something. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
All right, in 1 Chronicles 29, you read the first 9 verses, you'll see sowing, sowing, sowing. Mm-hmm. Millions of dollars. But to get to the 10th verse, wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty. For all that is in the heaven and in the earth is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou exalted as head above all. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Verse 12 now. We're dealing with this secret, a secret coming up here. If you catch that secret, you're gone. Both riches and honor come of thee, and thy reign is over all. You see that?
Yes.
And in thy hand is power, right? And might. And in thy hand is what? To make great, right?
Yes.
And to give strength unto all. Look at verse 13. Now, you ready? The secret about to open up. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Now, look at verse 14. It's one of the greatest sowing secrets that ever been revealed in the house of God. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly as it is so? For all things come of thee, and of thine own have we given thee. How many see it?
I see it.
It is so powerful. It's so powerful. Let me read it again. But who am I? Now, they've given billions of dollars. Now, you read up there and you get a calculator. They've given. But then the man come with the revelation of sowing. The revelation of sowing is you're not giving God something God didn't give you.
Right.
So God give you the seed so you can sow it so he can give you the harvest.
Yes, sir.
But everything come from God.
Yes, sir.
The seed and the harvest.
Everything. Yes, sir.
The seed, the faith to sow it, and the harvest all come from God.
All from God.
Yes.
You just in the picture to be blessed.
Yep.
God just using you as a money agent for him on earth.
Yes, sir.
And then he said, enjoy yourself while you're here. You know it's a temporary home.
Yes, sir.
So the secret here is this man revealed a secret. That's why they had so much money. Look what it said. But who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer a soul so willingly after this soul? Then just make this statement. For all things come of thee, and of thy own have we given thee.
Yep.
You see it?
Yes, sir.
All right. You got that.
Yes, sir.
After sowing, supernatural harvest always come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, here we have might be a jumping off place, a powerful. Here is a revelation that I want you to see in Matthew 26. Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified.
Let the Lord be magnified. Hallelujah.
Be magnified.
Matthew 26. I want you to see this. When the Lord showed me this, he showed me this many times in preaching, but when he showed it to me this time, he showed me another angle of this thing. Which is so powerful. Over there in the 26th chapter, we know we call the precious ointment was sold then, was sown, poured over Jesus. But I want to read this statement here for you that will help you in this text. How sowing shocked the disciples but pleased Jesus.
Yes, sir.
A real sower will upset you.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
If you're not trained in sowing, a real sower will make you mad. I talked about Dr. Price went home the other day to the Lord, be with the Lord. But he just walked them guys. Oh, I'm sitting with hundreds of preachers. You know, I know some of them bawling me. Here you go, here you go again. 50,000, 75,000. See, a real soul will make you mad. I've seen it happen in my meeting. Dan will make you mad, boy.
Yes, sir.
I'm just calling name out. He'll make you mad, but he just ordered a new RV and paid for already.
Yes, sir.
Home paid for.
Yes, sir.
Car paid for.
Yes, sir.
But he'll make you mad.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he'll be talking just quiet, just easy. And then they say, 85,000. You say, what?
Yes, sir.
Because if he keeps sawing like that, you're going to have to do something.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now, my son going home to be with the Lord. I don't fully understand all of it, but I know he's with the Lord. But he would make you flat mad. He'll just walk on your foot and so, and say, you ain't going to do nothing? And then what about here? Well, you got to do better than this. It'd make you so mad. So this woman made the disciples mad.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no new deal who Philip made mad, who Dan make upset. They're not trying to upset nobody. They're just doing what the Lord leading them to do. They got good spiritual sense, but it upsets you because you're a jack.
Yeah.
You're not recognizing we're trying to get you back. Hallelujah. You got to have people who put pressure on people.
Yep.
We wouldn't be here today if pressure wasn't put on me.
Yes, sir. Thank God.
Yep. I said, this man knows something I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw how he was dressed, and he did it every year.
Yes, sir.
And we had thousands of people there, 20,000 people. They wasn't doing it, but he kept doing it. But when I went to California, I saw some of the results.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing.
Yes, sir.
Left his son in good shape.
Yep.
Son minister now. Left him in good shape.
Yes, sir.
Seed did that.
That's right.
Being a sower.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Now watch what happened here. I say a real sower, shocked the disciples, but pleased Jesus.
Yes, sir.
See, you can't sow at the level people want you to sow. You sow like the Lord tell you to sow.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, when Jesus, look at the sixth verse. Now, when Jesus was, we're talking about money coming. I got to get it back to you. Let me go back. Money coming anointed me with amazing sowing grace. Now, watch this girl with this amazing sowing grace. I mean, she poured it.
Yes, sir.
That's 6 foot. Now, when Jesus was in Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of very precious ointment. Now, you see, I could look up how much it cost and all that, but you just got to know it, very precious ointment. And poured it on his head. She poured it, as he said at me. She poured it.
Poured it, yes, sir.
See? Pouring sowing.
Soul.
Yeah. But now here we go. But when his disciples saw it, disciples. Saved people. But when his disciples saw it, no, not the boy down the street, the disciples.
Right there. Yes, sir.
Saw the woman saw it, heavy.
Yes, sir.
They had indignation. What that mean? Huh? Frustrated, upset, mad. Saying, to what purpose is this waste?
Waste.
They call it waste. Look what he's saying now. This is what all wants it. For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood, that's my wife text now. When Jesus, he said it was so ignorant, it took Jesus a while. Jesus was puzzled. These boys puzzled Jesus. Jesus said, what? What they saying? What? That's the first time I ever seen Jesus puzzle. When Jesus understood the ignorance, he said unto them, "Why trouble you the woman? For she has wrought a good work unto me, upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she has poured this ointment on my body." She did it for my burial. "Verily I say unto you, whatsoever this gospel shall be preached," doing it right now, "in the whole world, there shall also this," that this woman had done, "be told as a memorial seed." We're talking about a memorial seed. You never know when you're sowing it. Powerful, man. There's another woman, I'm close with her. There's another woman in the scripture in 1 Kings chapter 17. Verse 8, 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 8. Watch what the Spirit of God gonna say about this. You know, I said that the woman in Matthew, her son shocked the disciple. The other woman in 1 Kings 17, her son shocked her.
Yes, sir.
And it released the glory of God in her life.
Yes, sir.
Because in that lesson, not only did the finances were taken care of, but emergency in her family was taken care of. Because she sowed a seed.
Yes, sir.
The seed harvest is not just money.
That's right.
Talk to me up in here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
No, the seed harvest is not just money. You're in favor with God when you sow a seed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, see, look. And the word of the Lord came to him saying, let me turn it up. I'm going to close. Let me get to this text. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if you're a student this morning.
Yes, sir.
You know, you got to go over this tape because we're not dealing with the emotional jiggle.
Right. Uh-huh.
The Lord, this meeting is on purpose for certain things for us to hear, certain things, understand certain things. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's look at it. Now, her seed shocked her. Now, I've sown some shocking seed.
Yeah.
They'll shock you. And I've had people who sold in me, you didn't think they had that kind of money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just didn't think it.
Yes,
but you don't know what people got.
Right.
You don't know what people been doing.
Right.
You're in 1 Kings now. I want you to see this. Verse 8. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee." Now, when I read that, I come to grip with the fact that she was sustaining herself. But God give her Saul, S-O-R-L, the sowing, so he can handle her condition.
Yes, sir.
Her and that boy was going to die.
Yes, sir.
But because God sent her Saul, God sent Saul to her.
Yes, sir.
That's how important sowing is in God's sight. God can get you out of condition. He'll send Saul to you.
Yes, sir. Yes, he will.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, whenever God sends Saul to you, don't be stupid. He sent Saul to her, and so he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, now watch verse 10, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink."
Yeah.
See, she's on a test now. God testing her. And as she was going to fetch it, she went too easy to get the water, so you got to give her something else. He called to her. She's going to get the water, and the water was precious. And said, "Bring me, I ain't come and get it." I'm not going to follow behind. You bring it back here. I'm not coming. I'm staying in the same spot.
Yep.
"Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand."
Yes.
Watch it now. The Lord had commanded her to sustain him, right?
Yes, sir.
But actually, the Lord was sending a saw for her to sustain her and her son.
Yes, sir.
And she said, and this happens sometimes, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel. How much you got? Mark that. You're going to see that again. I have a handful of meal in a barrel. That handful of meal was a seal, a seed for a meal harvest.
Yes. Yes.
Mark that now. She said, I have a handful of meal in a barrel. Uh-huh. But that was her seed.
Yes, sir.
She's about to eat it.
Yep.
She's about to eat her seed.
Yes, sir.
And her and the boy, both would have died.
Clear.
Watch it. I'm going to show it. It's going to be in the scripture. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I'm getting two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son. Here it is. At the end of 12 verse, how many times have you done this?
Also.
That we may eat it
and die.
And die. Why is my finances dead? Now, I tell you the truth right now. You want to know the truth?
Yes, sir.
I just saw that.
Yes, sir.
About eating her seed.
Yes, sir.
I just saw that standing up here. That she was getting ready to eat her seed.
Yes, sir.
And the man of God exalted her to, don't eat it, sow it.
Yes, sir.
And we know we get to the end result, you're going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
See? Gather in two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me therefore a little cake first.
Yeah.
And then he said again, and bring it unto me. Now, what this last statement of verse 13 is about? Ain't nothing left. But the prophet said, and he knew the end result. And after, make for thee and for thy son.
Yep.
For thus said the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sent his rain upon the earth.
That's right.
Look at verse 15. And she went. She sowed it. And she went. Now she was ready to die, about to eat the seed. And she went and did according to the saying of God.
Mm-hmm.
No, I see Elijah there.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
God always got a spoken.
Yes, sir.
She never saw God.
Mm-hmm.
It was the man God sent to her.
Yep, yep.
He told her what God said.
Yes, sir.
He told her what the Lord said in verse 14. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and our house did eat many days. That could have been years.
Yes,
and the barrel of meal waste not, neither did the cruse of all fail, according to the word of the Lord. Notice how this goes now. Which he spake by Elijah.
Yes, sir.
Her son shocked her.
Yeah.
Because her son got sick. And the prophet was there. And the seed was still working.
Yes, sir.
Her son died. And the prophet laid on top of it.
Yes, sir.
And the boy came back alive.
Yes, sir.
See, that seed is powerful. That seed,
yeah.
That seed has such a great harvest. I know the seed, I'm trying to close it, but I know the seed is learning how to sow. The seed has a lot to do. You know, my three grandchildren, my three oldest grandchildren, when I come here, they are there to meet my wife and I back in the office. My three oldest grandchildren, getting my bag, putting my coat on my back, make sure everything's fine.
Yes, sir.
That comes from a seed. On Sunday, all 17 of my family, my grandchildren, my daughter-in-laws, and my son-in-law, every Sunday, we sit at a long table and eat together.
Yes, sir.
They've been doing that, ooh, my God, for years. Every Sunday.
Yes, sir.
We sit there, laugh and talk. Well, they're my only friends.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I don't spread too wide.
Yes, sir.
See, I don't have nobody if we run the street together. She said, well, you're not nice. Well, you say what you want to say. I got my whole family sitting at the table with me. See, that boy, he got my back.
Yes, sir.
See, that young lady there, she got my back. But they were trained for that, you see.
Yes,
so it's the seed you sow.
Yes, sir.
I sowed proper seed in them. And I'm not talking about money, I'm talking about love now.
Yes, sir.
Seed work everywhere.
Everywhere.
Glory to God. Did you get it?
Yes, sir.
So I want to say it one more time in my closing. Money cometh. I want you to grasp that now. Anointed me with amazing sowing grace. In other words, it's all over the world. Now I see them in people who don't even believe in my ministry. People going to the altar. You know, I saw the other day, I watched a program. They had about 4,000 people. Three went to the altar and put some money on that. You know, there's somebody that's trying to get it started, but because of not improper connection. Now in the churches where I'm overseer, they're sowing every chance you get because they got that anointing, and the people know it's not charlatan, that God is trying to get them somewhere, and they know it come from God. Amen?
Amen.